Yo, what up? What up? Good morning. Good morning, GMG. Tuesday, April 23rd, 2020. Look at that. Another beautiful day to have a beautiful day. I got my co-host in the house, OSF Mando. How are you guys feeling today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Getting there. How are you feeling, Mando?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
It's another beautiful day in sunny Lisbon.
Every day, man.
You know, this is one of my favorite times of the year in Montreal where the spring is starting to come. It's nice. Today's going to be 18 degrees and sunny all day long in Montreal. Celsius, that is. I don't know what it is in freedom units, but you guys can do the conversion yourself. Okay, it's probably in the high 60s or something. I don't know what it is, but it's nice. So the sun is coming back to MTL. Ovi, what are you drinking today?
It's a juice.
Like beet juice?
No, it's blackcurrant and apple.
Black what?
Blackcurrant and apple.
What's blackcurrant?
Blackcurrant?
What's that?
Blackcurrant is?
Blackcurrant? Maybe it's a UK thing.
I'm Googling it. It's like a cherry. It's like a blueberry almost.
It's more like a raspberry. It's like a black raspberry.
Interesting. I've never heard of that.
No?
No. Do black currants grow in Canada? Currants are small deciduous shrubs which are native to Canada. Red currants range in size from 3 to 5 feet and black currants to 5 feet, 1.5 feet. That's taller than us. Many of the cultivated varieties grow in commercial plantings of or European variants introduced to Canada. Damn, okay. Wow, cool. I'm going to have to taste that. That's a new berry unlocked. Can't wait. I genuinely did not know what a blackcurrant is until now. It's spelled with an A. C-U-R-R-A-N-T. That is awesome. Baby, do you know what a blackcurrant is? I know it's a fruit now. She goes, yes, it's a fruit. Yeah, no, well, I guess Vanessa knows. She does know more about all this shit than I do. Anyways, I just love that Ovi always has a different exotic like drink. You know what I mean? It's like every time it's a different drink on the show. It's so funny. I love that. Yeah, quack, quack, GM, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good time. I did not know. Bruce Wayne, XB, I did not know what a blackcurrant was at all. Maybe I've had it before. C'est des murs. No, it's not murs. It's not the same thing. It's not the same. See, what the fuck is a blackcurrant? I ain't the only one. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Look at that. Anyways, he's cheating on mangoes. That's so funny. No, that's Mando's. Mando's mangoes. This Mando's mangoes. Maybe we get a rectric blackcurrant taste. I don't know. It's like, I feel like I just discovered something. I feel like it's a very famous ice cream flavor. No, it's not. You guys ever had blackcurrant ice cream? Very famous. Motherfucker's talking about it like it's vanilla, bro. Come on. Cassis. All right. What's your favorite fruits, everyone? Make sure. You know what? What's everyone's favorite fruit or juice? Now, why don't you write to me at the bottom right? And while you're at it, give the show a retweet. Today, we have three, because we didn't host Friday. So, only three robot spins today and three instead of two on Friday as well. So, three people will have a chance to win a CryptoPunk. Because last time we did those, we rolled a crypto punk. You already know the vibes. And I added four punks this time. Four. There's four punks today. So make sure all you have to do, because everyone's asked, it's like people didn't realize we've been doing this for 2 months. We're getting almost $500,000 away, and I'm still getting messages. I listen every day, and I don't know how to win. It's very simple. You go to the bottom right of the show every day. You retweet the Twitter space. Just a purple box. That's it. Just the purple box, okay? And then you follow FOMO Hour. Simple. You should be following FOMO Hour. You follow Robit because, I mean, Robit is literally the people making this happen. They paid for the punk. They make all of this happen. They sponsor our show, as you all know. And that's it. And you pray, pretty much. You follow Robit. You follow FOMO Hour. You retweet the space and you pray. Favorite fruit, duck à l'orange. Quack. I love that. yellow passion fruit. Okay. So yeah, you guys write your favorite fruit and make sure you drop a retweet and everything. Anyways, today on the show, today, daily market report as usual. We're looking good. I mean, Solana's decongested. I'm still congested. So, you know, Solana gonna fix faster than I did. Love to see that. Paraguay making moves. Moves to make BTC illegal. Tender man, the South America is really starting to like really do the things properly led by El Salvador. You absolutely love to see it. Safe opened and trading at $2.8 billion. Guess what? Safe is actually our guest today on the show. So we'll be joined by Safe. Yeah, Safe, like S-A-F-E, like the Safe. Like, I mean, the entire Rug Radio treasury has been on No Such Safe since day one. So I'm actually excited to host them today. And then obviously before that, though, Alts, Memes, and Dreams, my new favorite segment. Instead of calling it Left Curve, we'll just call it Alts, Memes, and Dreams. You know, this Maneki, Popcat, Dog Runes, fucking all this kind of stuff. Opcat, BIP 420. There's a lot of stuff going on. Melania Trump, she's coming back to NFTs on Solana, though. I don't know. I figured it's Melania with Melania. Maybe drop like BTC runes or something. I don't know. But it seems like she's selected NFTs. And as usual, this show is powered by Fairside and Film.io. Check him out. Fairside Network and then Film.io. Anyways, without further ado, let's get right into it.
Who is the man, macro daddy of the land? Can you dig it?
GM. Yeah, it's been a good 24 hours. It looks like Bitcoin is back up to 67K. Well, it just touched there and it's been just dipped a little bit lower now, but it's doing good. Solana's kind of back up to like 160 area, it looks like, or 157. And ETH even at 3,250. So definitely a better day. Looks like funding is low. We're starting to get inflows again on the ETF. I'm feeling good. Yeah, exactly. In terms of like specific stuff that's happened over the last 24 hours, nothing major. Like there's been a lot more focus, I think, on macro stuff over the last 24 hours. So gold actually had its worst day in 2 years yesterday. It's been on a tear. Like, it's been on a crazy year for gold standard already. I think it's already up about 15%, which is quite big for a year in gold already. And then that was a little bit lower. You have a lot of tech earnings today, tomorrow, over the next few days. So I think don't be surprised if we have a bit more correlation to what's been going on in macro. It just felt like that for the last few days. Like, suddenly everyone's paying attention to it a bit more. But crypto specific stuff, it all feels good. We have the Hong Kong ETFs coming in the coming days. Mm-hmm. The ETF, like I said, Grayscale came out and they reduced their fees over the weekend. So the outflow for GBTC, I think, was the lowest, third lowest since the other ETFs were formed. So generally a more supportive scenario there for the ETFs. And yeah, just like random headlines about how state entities are being more supportive around Bitcoin. So everything looks good to me. Like, we had a proper flush down there. Bitcoin hit 58K, and now we're bouncing off the back of that. And to me, like, funding is still negative or flat across the board. Open interest is down. Sentiment was pretty bad down there. A lot of your favorite coins all dropped 40, 50% even over that time period. And I think people are going to look back on that and see that was a great buying opportunity. So I think Bitcoin's heading to all-time high.
I like that. Let's go. That's my boy. That's Doug Jesus right there. I actually totally agree with you on the basis of nothing else, but I feel like it's going to all-time high as well. What was it? 73.1, 73.2? I think it's in those ranges, right?
Bitcoin just looks so fucking strong, man.
Like, I mean, dude, it's so sexy to watch, honestly.
It's outperformed pretty much everything again this year. I think only like six different other altcoins have outperformed it so far this year. Even on that dip, you know, you look at the Bitcoin chart, you look at other altcoin charts, Bitcoin still looks fucking strong.
I mean, look, this is the dip, yeah? It's this one. You're literally talking about this here, this line right there. Right. Okay.
But then if you bring up ETH or you bring up Solana, it's a much more like scarier chart, right?
Solana's worse, I think.
Yeah. ETHBTC, right. And that's the case in most altcoins. Like, if you're in altcoins, you had a bit of a scary month. Bitcoin just had like a healthy 20% dip and now just looks like it's ready to just prime to go to six figs, in my opinion. So I think this was a really good opportunity to get into Bitcoin. Some of these altcoin stories, you have to believe there was like some FUD for pretty much every single one of them. You know, Solana had the congestion issues and it had meme coins all dying, basically. And then So I think you need those sort of stories for you to get back into things in the bull market. Like, you actually need the FUD. Otherwise, you're never going to be able to buy these stories. You just have to have the discipline to do it. So I think we're in a good spot. I really do.
Okay. Okay. Well, look, I love to hear that. Love to see that. Bitcoin does look extremely strong. You love to see that. Just a little note I'm getting from the back. Yeah, spaces are bugging. It's not on our hand. It's actually on X's end. I know X was down half an hour before the show. So it's still showing 200 people on my end, but apparently people cannot hear. And so we'll have to, I mean, look, it's...
I see the bars. I see the audio bars, but I don't know why people can't hear.
I can check. I can hear it from my other phone. I don't know. I can hear it. Joe Maloney. Look, it's a Twitter Spaces problem. It's not really our fault. We can't do anything. But make sure you all retweet the space and also just come on video. I mean, if you're on Spaces, pivot to video. I mean, this show is a video show every day. Your boys are out here doing the thing and it's working out well. I'll share the broadcast thing right now for people so you can check out. By the way, this episode 103. Damn, we crossed 100 episodes. I missed episode 100. That's wild. Episode 103. Look at that. Wonderful. Ovi, I mean, look, Peter Schiff punching the air right now. Gold's down. Bitcoin's up. I mean, how do you feel about the market?
Yeah, I think I agree with Michael. I think we've had some consolidation. I kind of expected some more consolidation, but it does feel like we want to rally here. It's just been frustrating because we have generally seen these rallies get sold recently. But yeah, if Bitcoin can get above 67K again and break out this range, I think things are looking kind of juicy.
Do you also think we're headed to all-time high?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Like, I think I'm sure we'll hit an all-time high this year, a new all-time high this year. I believe we'll see that in not only in Bitcoin, but also in alts. We haven't yet seen it in most alts. The question is, do we go on to hit an all-time high from this move higher? Mm. I'm not convinced, but I'm definitely not complaining. Like, I'm positioned for it. But yeah, let's see. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm just holding spot. I'm not really trading on leverage or anything. So I just feel like we still have a bit more consolidation to come. But, you know, if we go to all-time high from here in a straight line, I'm not going to be complaining. Put it that way.
Yeah, no, we're still looking looking at H100K or what?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's a long time left in H1, you know. We didn't quite get the Q1 in, but yeah, there's still a long H1 was kind of like my more expected call.
Yeah, I think you're fine, don't worry. I think you called H1 on the record, don't worry about it. We don't have to say that you corrected to Q1. Anyway, I think we all booked our Q2 predictions. I have them written down, so we're going to see where we're headed, but it's definitely looking good. When I look at there was this post about CoinGlass and the liquidation heat map in the 24 hours. I mean, everything that you guys are talking about, right, is looking kind of full steam ahead. You have Byzantine General saying that we're getting paid to long Bitcoin at 66K. It's not that bad. I love comments like this, especially as you're getting paid to long the top. I don't really think it's top here. There's so many people calling top. It's pretty funny. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but we hear that so much. Everyone loves to call top right now, but still, like, so many alts are lagging.
Too early. It's way too early to call a top. Like, I just think there's so much more to come and to happen to want to call a top right now.
Yeah. 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 It's, I mean, the rest of the market is not like doing a meet that incredible, right? It's not like everything else is running. It's like Mando was talking about Bitcoin dominance and how strong Bitcoin has been. So that's why it's been strong. And then you have, you were talking about this over yesterday. So how were the inflows yesterday? It looks like we're back on the positive side.
Yeah. 2 days of positive inflows in a row now. So they're not big numbers still. They're still pretty small, but it's encouraging to see, you know, if we get another day of positive what I'm trying to look for here is trends. And like,
yeah,
you know, if we have, you know, we just went through like 6 days about 5 days of outflows, which is not great, even though those numbers are small. So we get 5 days of inflows and I think people start to get a bit excited again. What this does tell me, there seems to be a correlation with inflows and funding rates. When funding rates are high, you get a lot of ETF inflows because people are putting on that basis trade. And now that funding rates are quite neutral, the inflow numbers have paused quite a lot because that trade is less attractive to put on. The basis trade I'm talking about is buying the Bitcoin ETF versus selling short futures and capturing the funding rate in between. So that's another thing to keep an eye on, I think. Like, if funding rates do go higher, it feels like funding rates will stay this way for a long time, because I think there is, you know, for every demand of levered long, I think someone is willing to take the other side as a delta neutral trade. So I suspect we'll actually see a long period of like very neutral funding rates for a long time, but I think people should not confuse that with risk being low. I think gross risk is very high.
Yeah, look, we'll see where that heads, but we're looking great. And then I read this article today. It says Bitcoin's post-halving demand to be 5 times greater than supply per Bitfinex estimates. What do you think, man? Everything's looking pretty good here. There's pretty doomer headlines the last 2 weeks, but I'm not gonna lie, this week's looking like the sun is shining on Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think this is maybe slightly, I don't know. I don't think this is a very sophisticated argument.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Like, the supply of Bitcoin, yeah, you get supply, but that's assuming that there's no Bitcoin in current circulation.
Right.
Like, not over 95% of all the Bitcoins in current circulation. So you have no concept of what the supply of Bitcoin is. To say like the new supply versus new demand is, but like, I don't know, most of the Bitcoin's circulating. So I think that's kind of lazy analysis, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, the other news, there's two other news I saw on Bitcoin here. It's BlackRock Bitcoin ETF is halfway to setting a new record. Despite the most Bitcoin ETFs seeing outflows recently, BlackRock Spot Bitcoin ETF has seen impressive inflows. And the other cool headline I saw this morning actually was PayPal. PayPal wants to give green Bitcoin miners extra Bitcoin rewards. It's pretty cool. These guys are pretty. I actually met with the guy who leads the PayPal stablecoin in Dubai. They're pretty involved on their end. So it's something you absolutely.
It's really funny how that whole narrative has just died in crypto. Or at least, like, do you remember when NFTs? Everyone used to bash NFTs for like their environmental damage.
Yeah, the green narrative. And right. Remember Tezos?
Right, and now everyone's on Bitcoin, which is proof of work and does way more like than ETH, and no one's mentioned
no one cares about Earth when price goes up.
Said a word since Ordinals happened, and yet it was bashed. Like, they used to bash ETH NFTs like every single day with it. All these, like, so many different creators, like, oh, you're killing the environment. And then suddenly Ordinals, which has been the biggest thing for NFTs for the last I don't know 6 months, I haven't heard one person.
Dude, because prices are going up. You only complain about things when prices are down, Mando. Get with the program. Get with the program. Do you not understand?
I think Bitcoin as a financial system is far less, far more environmentally friendly than the current financial system. That being said, I just think it's funny that narrative just like, no one mentions it with all going crazy.
Nobody cares, dude. Nobody actually cares. They care about their bags going up. The whole Tezos narrative back then was I'm not even gonna go there, but that was a whole other thing. Like, oh, ETH NFTs are bad for the environment. Look at Tezos. And where's Tezos now? Like, I mean, I think Tezpol was top there. I think it stopped a lot on that front. Anyways, looks like another country in Latin America wants to make to legalize and recognize Bitcoin as a legal tender. Paraguay. When are we making a trip down there? You guys ever been to El Salvador or Paraguay? I feel like Mando's been. I mean, I've seen Mando's passport. That shit has stamps out the west.
Haven't we all?
What have I done? Hold on. What's going on? I clicked the wrong button. Mando, I mean, you've been around the world. I mean, have you been to Paraguay or El Salvador?
They're nowhere near each other, just to be clear. But
I didn't see them near each other.
You've been to Iguazu Falls, right?
Yes.
Which is famously on the border of Paraguay, Brazil, and Argentina.
It's on the border of them all. So yeah, look, I've not been to Paraguay. I've been very near to Paraguay. I wouldn't say Paraguay is. I don't even know the size of its economy. How big is the size of Paraguay's economy?
Paraguay GDP $41.72 billion.
All right, that is very small. In global,
I mean, GDP. I think like the
Isn't
U.S.
Like Axie Infinity like, worth more than that once.
Yeah.
Dude, I think the U.S. is giving more money than this to the Ukraine just last week.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's it's more it signals that it's, you know, another economy that may be looking to do it. Argentina obviously did it more recent, moved to do something quite similar, or at least be more crypto friendly more recently. South America does seem like a bit of a, you know, a hotbed for crypto for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you absolutely love to see that. Look, if they make the, I know, you know, these crypto MFers, they'll live anywhere as long as they're set with their crypto. So look, it looks like these countries are kind of like gambling on that, right? From El Salvador, we reported last time, we're giving like 5,000 visas away to people who want to come build there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of love that going on there. And then on the crypto side, I think that's mostly like most of what we've seen, aside from the fact that it looks like Solana's fully fixed, right? Like I saw a Mert post this morning saying that, you know, it took 10 days to completely fix the congestion, which is a good start. Obviously, there's some work to do, but seems like everything's back to business, back to normal over there, right?
Yeah, I don't know what exactly they did.
Me neither.
They seem to have fixed it.
But they did it. I think they blew on the cartridge. I think Raj...
Sobi was like flooding. Remember, like the fix that they were using, like it was like a very centralized fix. Yes. I don't think I'm really fighting that Solana's like not that centralized. They fixed it for the time being.
But this is the future of France.
The DevNet went down last week.
I know.
The mainnet went down a month ago, and you've had the issues with congestion. The last couple months have been a little bit tough for the Solana story, I would say. But that's why it was a great buying opportunity, because that's you can believe that they're going to fix it and you're not FUDing it at 115. You're buying it at 115.
Dude, FUDing at 115 is crazy, bro. Did any of you two manage to catch that like sharp dip?
No. Some of it, yeah.
You got some? I was away, so. I listened to my rule actually this time around of not touching anything while I'm away. So that looked good. Look, anyways, that's for the majors. Moving on to alt memes and dreams. Well, the duck still quacks, so that's good. that's looking good for sure. I love to see what I'm seeing, Mando. What are you learning anything? What are like some of the latest learnings from being Solana's hottest meme coin devs?
Oh, you know, there's just so much shit to do, man. Like, honestly, you realize that there's actually quite a lot to do for this sort of stuff in terms of like getting all the listings, getting it all like digital channels done.
Are they trying to force your hand? Like, do exchanges try to force your hand and stuff? Like, how does this work?
Oh, dude, everyone wants a little kickback, you know? Everyone wants a little like, oh, can you pay us this just to like, we have an administration fee? Like, it's just like,
Is that how it works? Do you regret burning like 15% of the supply day one? Like, could that have come in handy?
Of course.
Genuinely asking. Genuinely asking.
Like, the only supply I've been able to give to exchanges is that which I have bought. So, yeah, it's been definitely my own back. But like, there's a bit of that. But I don't know. It's fun. It's still getting fun. Like, I think this has been still like, I'm still super bullish on this thing. So
I love that. Look, as long as you're bullish, we're bullish, right, Ovi?
I like having, you know, being able to like direct it.
You look like you're having the time of your life. Like, honestly, you look like you're having, in run from like that first week, I remember how like stressed out you were and how like cheesy you were by every day. You look like really like not great. And that looks like everything's just, and you look like you're thriving. I'm seeing like every morning I wake up, I see the posts, I see posts in Chinese and shit, and I'm just loving it.
A weird one. Like, so this is something that's happened over the last 24 hours in meme coins, is that a lot of Chinese coins pump.
Let's talk about that, right? So, because that was going to be one of the topics today for Alts, Memes, and Dreams segment. We saw multiple of them. Biao, Maneki, I have none of those. Actually, fun fact, there was a point in time where I was top 50 holder of Biao. Yeah. That was a point in time. Definitely not anymore. And I wish after I saw a chart yesterday. So what was going on? Like, is that some narrative like people on Twitter are trying to push up? Or is this like, is there like, cause I saw the Maneki launch, which was yesterday or something. I think they did like $230 million volume. There you go. Tyler had posted about it. So Maneki saw a staggering $230 million in volume in its first day of trading. That's more than the next 10 Solana leaders saw combined on a pretty high volume day. It's currently at $110 million in climbing. Did you guys catch any of this or what?
So I didn't. It just kind of popped off. I actually asked, our like the guy who helps the Rug Radio China team. He also helps our Telegram, and he said it didn't come from China. It came from South Korea. He was like, the influencer that said like help lead this was actually like a South Korean influencer that helped push it. Everyone thought it was China, and he was like, yeah, I don't know, which just kind of tells you that we're probably just overgeneralizing here, but it definitely did come. And a bunch of, there are like a few different coins here which are popular in China, which moves pretty aggressively. But yeah, Maneki.
Yeah, it's all Yao Beaver. There's a few of those that are like, it's
even, even like Popcat, right? Popcat's is super popular in China. So Popcat's like the number one meme in China. Like it's like always at the number one of all the different. That's why that popped.
I had a bag of Popcat at some point. I mean, look at that comeback. It's 4x from the lows. Look at this. Look how crazy this is.
So that's got a big China community. Nubcat as well did well. So like a bunch of those China.
Dude, which cat is going to billion first? Can we just talk about that for a second, lads? Like there's so many cats. I feel like they're like almost eating off each other's meals at this point. Like which cat's going to billion first?
There are a lot of cats, right? I don't really know. I'm not really a cat guy. So
I'm not really a cat guy. They're scary. There's a bunch of stray cats in Dubai, bro. There was one of them that came up to me. He looked at me weird, bro. I thought that shit was going to fucking jump on me and rip my face off. I don't know.
I think you either have Mew, right, which is like the Shib Cabal. You have Popcat, which is Asia.
Another Cabal.
You have, I guess there was some other ones, right? There was like Keyboard Cat, which never really, that was like
a Bob's is dead as well.
The base meme that people tried to make happen. Yeah. You have the Nub. I love the fucking Nub.
I don't have any left, but like I really like that meme.
That's a good team, in my opinion. Like, I think that they're actually funny, and then the artist like produces content every single day. So,
yeah,
I like Nub out of all the cats. Although it's easily the lowest out of all those cats. It feels like there was a Cabal at the start, and then it got decorated, and then I don't really know where it is right now. But if I was,
It's back up pretty strongly. I mean, it was down to the 30s. Is that back to say $2 million?
On the quality of the content, I would say that's my favorite one.
Yeah, the content's pretty good. I mean, Ovi, shitcoin connoisseur. You know, you have one of the highest realized PNLs in this game. What's your favorite cat?
Don't like any of the cats. All of them feel a bit forced.
I mean, you're still Mog. I mean,
Mog, yeah.
Does it count as a cat coin? I have a dilemma with Mog if it counts as a cat coin or not.
No, a cat coin.
It is a joy cat, though.
I think it's not necessarily I don't think it's viewed as a cat coin. It's not as like one of the other cat coins, but it is a cat. The logo is a cat, so it's a joy cat. I think it's way better than all the other cat coins. My problem with all the cat coins is none of them feel natural. They all feel forced. They're all like, oh, cat coin, let's make a cat coin, let's win the cat coin game. Like, there isn't anything that feels like fun or natural or organic is the wrong word, because I'm sure some of these do have organic volumes and communities, but I don't know. For meme coins, it's just like, for me, it's like, it's like 75% of it is about the vibe, and like, do you find it funny or do you find it relatable or do you, and if I don't connect with something, then I just don't really get involved in it. And that doesn't mean things I don't connect with don't do well, because I'm sure there's plenty of things that will end up doing well, but I just personally haven't found a cat coin that to me feels interesting or organic or funny. Like, you know, I think the Epic Duck stuff is like a billion times funnier than any other cat coin out there. And
I mean, that's hilarious.
Maybe I'm biased, but it actually makes me laugh. Even like,
the Nubcat, you should follow it. It's actually funny.
I have to give him credits as well. And this is not coming from a bag bias perspective, because there is no bag. I love you. They comment on all my shit. And I have to say, it is hilarious. It is. I took the trade a couple times. I was pretty early to it at some point because I saw Beanie pumping his bag. So I bought in 10, 15 mil when I was in Hong Kong last month. But it's, I don't know. It is very hard to make OSF laugh, though. I mean, did you guys see? He didn't even react to the CryptoPunk win last week. Did you see that, man?
I don't believe in emotions.
What the fuck? Bro, Ovi's child is about to be born soon. And like, he's going to be born. Ovi's going to be like, His wife's gonna be crying like, "Oh my god, my baby girl!" And then he's gonna be like,
"It's literally gonna be me."
Yeah, I'm stoic as hell.
Yeah, it's literally gonna be me.
All he cares about RLD sales. That's what someone wrote. Yeah, he's a little bit more emotional when those happen. I mean, a little bit, you know, a tiny bit. Yeah, actually, you know what? That's not a bad idea. I mean, Mandos, Logan Yu is saying we should do a collab with Nub. Could be fun, like cross-pollination of meme coins and brands like that.
They do post under my post a lot. And even under the duck. I think there's like an unwritten alliance between us two that we actually put out okay like content that. Versus like, just like some random cabals.
Well, it reminds me of like Mog, Whiff, and like and the puppets when they were like, it was a lot of social interaction.
It's a bit like that. Yeah. Like I can just feel it. I'm actually in one of the Nubcoin like groups as well.
I love that. Let's go. I was always curious, like, you know, do meme coin dev like fuck with one another, you know, because I know at some point like the ducks were fighting on the timeline, you know, I have a bigger duck.
They were just fighting with us, but
it's always
definitely a fan of Nubcat holders by duck.
There you go and vice versa. This is so funny. I like this. Meme coin dev, you guys should create a meme coin dev alliance,
yeah.
An alliance of all the meme coins that are like,
you know, affected, just like do a token merger. What one says,
token merger, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe Epic could acquire community under one umbrella company. You know, where Mando's taking this very seriously, like, he's already talking M&As, he's already talking alliances, he's already talking partnerships, and this is crazy. Like, someone asked me in Dubai, like, yo, how serious is Mando about this thing? I said, go, I said, bro. Mando's as committed to Epic Duck than I am to Rug Radio. And they're like, oh shit.
Don't get to that.
They were like, oh my god, that's actually
it's definitely something that I'm spending quite a bit of time on a
speaking day. Of which, I mean, Mando, you said that the biggest narrative this cycle is gonna be meme coins. And then there's this tweet that was part of our topics today that goes from Trading Vapor saying, meme coins are becoming a black hole you cannot ignore at this point. Simpler than on-chain Ponzi's, more sustainable than pull two farms. More liquid than NFTs, safer than DeFi, so no smart contract risk, no inflation or insiders dumping on you via SAFs. I mean, I don't know about that one. Like, low float, high FDV, new coins. This is true. Better odds of winning than IRL lottery and sports betting. Facts. I mean, casinos are bleeding right now when it comes, because now it's a bull market. Saying they're absorbing liquidity and mindshare from all of these venues, and the scale some of them will reach this cycle will beat expectations. My prediction is that we'll see at least 3 meme coins above $100 billion market cap by the cycle top. You can bookmark this. I mean, what are your thoughts on this, Mando? Because you had similar comments, not like this, but you really make quite a statement on meme coins the other day.
I think meme coin will be the biggest sector over the medium term, like alongside probably L1s. I see any other sector I think can challenge them over the long term. I think they're going to be bigger than most others. If you don't count stable coins, because I think stable coins is like its own sector, but I think they'll be bigger than DeFi coins. I think it'll be bigger than AI coins. I think it'll be bigger than social fi or any of these other like subcategories. I think meme coins will be the biggest.
Okay.
Beanie put out an interesting post over the last 24 hours where he was like, I don't get why people say that Bitcoin is not a meme coin.
Bitcoin is a meme coin.
Right.
Bitcoin was created to stick it to the financial world.
I think he said, why do Bitcoiners get so mad when you call it a meme? I mean, it's literally a meme by definition. What makes it a good meme is the altruistic actions of its founder and the fair launch and distribution, but it's still a meme. You can write books about why it's not, but it still is. I agree with that a lot. Like, a lot. Yes, it was original, so like the revolutionary bit is a decentralized ledger, but the actual value of that ledger is a meme. There's nothing intrinsic about it. There's nothing intrinsic about that. So I you could argue that a lot of this space is just meme. You're creating currencies out of nothing, right? You're speed running value creation of currencies. Like, why would you value this if I'm transferring it to you? The only reason for that originally was gold, and then we moved away from gold as the standard. So now we all just have faith that the dollar is worth the dollar, the pound is worth the pound. There is nothing backing up fiat currencies. They are arguably also memes. And I think meme coins have just become a speed running of that exact same logic. Like, you can dance around, but the logic is actually the same. So I think meme coins as a sector arguably you could say they're already the biggest sector in crypto because Bitcoin is a meme, and that's what people throw at us as anyway, right? Like you had Jamie Dimon coming on last week being like, it's a Ponzi, right? It is a meme. We all have to believe it's worth something, and there's nothing intrinsically valuable about it. He's right about that, but that doesn't mean it's not valuable. That just means like that's him basically coming on and saying, hey, the dollar is a Ponzi, which it is. They're just printing more and more and more and more and more. There's no intrinsic value to it. We all just have to believe it has value, right? That's just how currencies work. So, I'm a believer in meme coins having value. I would argue that Bitcoin is the original OG meme coin, and that everything else as well in this space as a form of exchange, which I believe is like the best use case for crypto, is a is also.
We talked about that on my panel in Dubai, where like this guy was like, well, meme coins, like Bitcoin is a meme, right? It was used to stick to the man originally. I mean, Ovi, do you think Bitcoin is a meme coin?
Yeah, it's the OG meme coin. It's literally the OG meme coin.
I love that. Do you think meme coins gonna be the biggest sector in crypto? Not counting L1s and stable coins.
I still think, I mean, I don't know if they will become the biggest sector, but I still think we've seen some meme coin action this year, but I don't think we've seen the full extent of it really. I think we will see some crazy stuff this year. I still got a feeling that we will.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will. Definitely will. And in other news, I mean, if I keep going on the alt stuff, what do we have? We have on the NFT side, it was a big punk hoodie sale. Sick. The choker hoodie, sick punk sale, $600,000. So love to see that. As punks grind lower, guys. I don't know if you guys saw, but punks lower is sub 40 ETH now. You're looking at 37 ETH, I think, for a floor punk at the moment. And I haven't seen that many lists in a long time. It's 1,044. It was like 800, 900 for the longest time. So a lot of punks are starting to list. Maybe a lot of people want to be more liquid for stuff that you guys are talking about right now, or runes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's that. And then on the rune stuff, the latest news was really Magic Eden, right? Like you're 3 days in, everybody's saying runes are impossible to use. They are. However, it seems like, Magic Eden launched a runes marketplace. Again, Magic Eden, just on top of it when it comes to big. I think Magic Eden is like responsible for most of the NFT volumes at the moment. They're on top of it. So if you go look at runes here, you can literally just like buy, sell, and trade runes on ME, which is pretty cool if you ask me. So it looks like that experience is going to get easier and easier. Look, you can see buy spending, you can see everything. There's going to be a swap function. So I guess like sort of like a Uniswap or Jupiter, like a DEX for runes. And I know for a fact that a ton of DEXs are on the way out. So that's pretty much still going on. Obviously, still have to wait for a bit. But when it comes to volumes here, we're looking at still RSIC being number one in terms of volumes. Satoshi Nakamoto coin, which is obviously doing extremely well. That Bitcoin Pepe Matrix, I think it's just a meme coin, right? And this was the first rune, like the ZZZ Fihio or whatever. I think this was the first rune ever. So there's that. There's a bunch of them, however. So obviously, you got to still be aware. And I would just be patient here. Personally speaking, I ain't doing shit. I'm just waiting. And the big news on the Bitcoin side yesterday was actually Udi again, introducing BIP 420, formal Bitcoin improvement proposal for OpCat. It's a historic day. Today, after a long wait, the OpCat proposal formally received a BIP number, meet BIP 420. BIP 420 enables covenants on Bitcoin, allowing for smart contracts, secure bridges, on-chain trading, ZK proof verifications, and more. I mean, look, boys, it looks like Udi's going to be a billionaire by the end of the cycle. maybe the first cat to a billion. It's actually on Bitcoin, it's quantum cats, this entire time. I don't know what you guys think about that, but, everyone's talking about cats. Looks like that's the cat that's doing the best right now. So it's very interesting what they're doing. I think it's really fun that they managed to secure BIP 420. And obviously, big kudos to Udi and team on that front, because they're absolutely fucking crushing it on Bitcoin. Anyways.